righty, my friends. It is nearly 4:30, and that means it's time for the Outdoors Outlook on Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. It's presented by our friends at Nanticoke Outfitters, where you can book your next guided hunt or fishing trip today at nanticokeoutfitters.com, or you can find the link right on our homepage at coastcountry.com. Every week at this time, Captain Dave Fletcher from Nanticoke Outfitters stops by and lets us know what we can look forward to if you are trying to get outdoors this weekend. So, Captain Dave, have you had a good week so far?
It's been a great week. I tell you, the weather hasn't been too bad. It's been a little windy, and we've had a couple of small rainstorms, but overall, pretty good week. You know, sadly, I do have to report that one of our big mature stags, that's one of our target stags, he had been making some daylight appearances, and he made one in front of one of our hunters. But unfortunately, our hunter missed. He took a shot with his compound bow, and, you know, buck fever, it's a real thing.
Wait a minute. Captain Dave, what's buck fever?
Yeah, buck fever. That's when the hunter experiences this adrenaline rush that it increases blood pressure, heart rate, the metabolic pressure. You know, adrenaline has side effects, real side effects, that include, like, shortness of breath and tremors, and often leads to a miss. But listen, since we're talking about hunting, let's stay there. Let's talk about Sika deer, whitetails, and ducks. So the Sika stags, they're bugling, they're chasing, a little bit of roaring going on. Love is in the air. And these cooler temps really helps the deer movement, and I expect to see good movement over the weekend. What's not going to help that movement is the wind, and we're going to have some real wind this weekend. Now, the whitetails, they're starting to show interest in challenging one another. They're looking to develop their hierarchy as they prepare for their breeding season. I actually recently had two mature bucks lock up on camera as a part of that process. You can actually see that image on our Instagram page at Nanticoke Outfitters. Duck season started this week in Maryland, and it actually starts next Friday in Delaware. We've got a good number of birds here because we've had some really good hunts this week, primarily harvesting wood ducks, teal, and mallards. Now, I do think that this weekend, even with the high winds, would be worth a quick early morning shoot. If you've got access to a nice little wood duck hole, get out there and do it first thing in the morning Saturday to see if you can't catch them as they're looking for their feed for the day.
Man, that's fantastic information. So what's happening for our friends that still want to get some lines in the water?
Yeah, well, Gary, I'm glad you asked because I got to tell you, fishing is still going on and going on well. Let's start with my personal favorite, the flounder. Flounder in Delaware has already really moved out of the Back Bay areas, and they're starting to be offshore. Now, in Maryland, they're still moving through the inlet area, so you can still catch them there. It's just a little harder to catch them, and as they get out into the Atlantic, that's when you're going to have to focus on the reefs in order to catch them. Now, sheep's head and tog, they're being caught almost, I want to say, pretty consistently at the OC Bridge and the jetties. They're also being caught at the Indian River Inlet. Green crabs and sand fleas are the way to go to catch some sheep's head and tog. Now, black sea bass fishing has been phenomenal, but I don't recommend doing that this weekend with these 15 to 20 mile an hour winds we have in the forecast. Now, there's plenty of striped bass in the area. They're getting caught all over the place, but they're small. It's really hard to land one within that slot limit. And white perch still remains consistent in all of our tributaries.
Man, that's nice, Captain Dave. And I know I asked you this last week, but I'll continue to ask because my wife loves them. Are crabs still around?
They are. They are, Gary. And I'll tell you what, they are big and heavy. You might have to go deep to find them. We've been catching them at 15 foot plus, but they are big and full of meat. It's worth the time, worth the hunt to go out and find them. Now, most crabbers are telling me that they're only bringing in about half a bushel each time they go out. And part of that's because there's a lot of sooks getting caught right now as well.
Man, Captain Dave, one of my favorite parts of doing this is I always seem to learn something every week. So fill me in. What is a sook?
Yeah, well, I tell you, first of all, I'm glad that you're learning stuff because hopefully our listeners are learning a few things as well. But a sook is a mature female crab, right? So their aprons are round and shaped like a dome, and often we call it the capital dome. They also have red-tipped claws. Now, there's also the Sally. Sally's an immature female crab. They can't mate or carry eggs yet, and you can tell a Sally from a sook because the Sally's apron is shaped more like a triangle. Then, of course, we have the Jimmy. Jimmies are the male crabs, and all males have a long, thin apron on the bottom of their shell, and we refer to that as the Washington Monument. They have blue-tipped claws. We also have sponge crabs and soft crabs, but we're running out of time, Gary. So that's it for this weekend's Outdoors Outlook. As always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.